Nicholas Cruz has already pleaded guilty to the 17 counts of first-degree murder. Now the jury's job is to decide if he should get life in prison or the death penalty. Prosecutors have argued that when Cruz, who was 19 at the time, went to his former school to carry out what's the deadliest high school shooting in U.S. history, it was a cold and calculated act. His defense lawyers said Cruz was mentally ill and brain damaged as a result of his mother using drugs and alcohol when she was pregnant. She asked the jury to show mercy, even though she admitted he did not have any for his victims. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.